Russia is trying hard to integrate itself into the international community. President Vladimir Putin has been reaching out to the United States, and his country will soon be a full member of the Group of Eight industrialized democracies.
But not everyone in Russia favors internationalism in foreign or domestic affairs. Denis Lefkovich reports from Moscow about one group that wants Russia to be a country for Russians and only Russians.
Deep in the forest, a cult meeting is taking place. Dozens of young men and women dressed in white are marching around a burning cross. Their right hands raised high in a ritual salute. Despite the obvious resemblance, this is not the Ku Klux Klan. It's a meeting of the skinheads near the Russian capital, Moscow. Unlike the original skinheads, the British anti-bourgeois protest movement of 1970s, this group's goal is racial domination. They believe that the solution to the country's numerous problems is to sweep the state clean of all foreigners. In order to achieve this goal, they've created a military-style organization called the National People's Party, or NPA, with military discipline, ranks, and combat training. In a shooting gallery, members of the NPA are practicing their marksmanship skills. Skinheads leader Alexander Ivanov picks up a pistol and shows his followers how to aim. His bullets leave holes in the heart and head of a human-shaped target.
We're raising warriors. We're saying the war is coming, and therefore we're creating a volunteer-based army. Don't be afraid of us. We're not fascists. We're not extremists. We're simply struggling for the survival of our people, for the white race. There are no modern examples for the youth. Young people are exposed to a low quality of literature and television, propagating banditry, narcotics, and prostitution. We are the only people doing anything for the Russian youth. No one else is lifting a finger to help them.
In Russia, there's practically no youth development program, and children of alcoholics, drug addicts, or ex-convicts are out on the street without any care. The shortest way to these children's hearts is to promise them the opportunity to forcefully take what they believe is rightfully theirs. A military uniform and easy-to-digest nationalistic ideas make the group even more attractive. Again, party leader Alexander Ivanov.
We are the party of revolutionaries. We give our youth a clear understanding of the modern world. We're saying Russia is for Russians. Clean blood is superior to mixed blood. Young Russian kids join our ranks because our philosophy will help our nation to survive.
The result? Uncontrollable outbursts of violence. During the Soccer World Cup, the skinheads used Russia's defeat as a reason to riot in downtown Moscow. Cars were turned over and burned, shops and restaurants' windows shattered. One person was killed, dozens injured. The skinheads hunted down young students from Asian countries and beat them up. They also attacked a Korean church. Police have arrested a few suspects, but so far no official charges have been filed. And even if detectives at Moscow's crime division did press charges, they say the racial motivation behind the crimes would be impossible to prove. Their dilemma is nothing new. In the past, skinhead brothers have attacked black security guards at the American embassy and beat up Japanese students at the Moscow Conservatory, each time escaping punishment. Russia has all the tools to fight extreme nationalism. The parliament has approved a law proposed by President Vladimir Putin that is aimed at eliminating any racist movements in the country. But human rights activists like Dedrick Lawman of Human Rights Watch say the government itself often propagates racial problems.
The way police treat ethnic minorities in this city, they set exactly the wrong example. You can go to any single metro station and you'll notice almost immediately that police are stopping systematically the people with a darker skin.
Russian officials have often singled out various nationalities as suspicious. Chechens are targeted as Russia's war in the breakaway Republic of Chechnya continues, and Tajiks are blamed for the flow of narcotics coming in from Central Asia. At the National People's Party headquarters, skinhead leaders are planning new ways to get publicity. Young kids with short hair and swastika-like emblems on their black leather jackets sort leaflets with invitations to a rock concert where a popular skinhead band is going to perform. The songs are calling new records to cleanse the city of what they call the dark-skinned scum. Few groups are reaching out to young Russians at the moment, and as long as that's the case, it may be very difficult to stop the violent Russian nationalism from spreading. For Common Ground, I'm Denis Levkovich in Moscow.